Until World War II, various nationalities lived in Bratislava. On March 14, 1939, Bratislava became the capital of an independent Slovak state with the disintegration of the Czechoslovak Republic. Bratislava was directly affected by World War II. It was liberated by the Red Army on April 4, 1945. The Apollo refinery, together with a part of residential areas, was destroyed during the bombing of the city. On April 1, 1946, surrounding villages were annexed to Bratislava by the decision of a local committee, which gave rise to the so-called Greater Bratislava. The signing of the Law of the Czechoslovak Confederation on November 30, 1968, represented another political act of importance, which took place in the reconstructed Bratislava Castle. Older housing was totally cleared out with the rapid development of Bratislava, especially housing developments and the construction of the bridge of the Slovak National Uprising. Despite the negative features left over from the recent past, Bratislava has also brought some positive legacies. It represents a significant crossroads for trade routes and traffic center. The last important event so far in the life of the city is symbolized by the day of January 1, 1993, when Bratislava became the capital of an independent Slovak Republic. Some significant architectural and cultural monuments have been preserved in Bratislava from various historical periods. We must mention the main square and surrounding streets. If we take Uršulinská Street, we will reach the Church of the Franciscans, consecrated during the presence of Andrei III, the King of Hungary. Opposite the church is one of the most beautiful Rococo palaces in Bratislava, Mirbach's Palace, dating from the 18th century. The city opened a gallery there based on the wishes of its last owner. In the lower part of the square, the Emperor Leopold I had the Column of the Holy Virgin built in remembrance of the defeat of the anti-Habsburg uprising of 1675. The main square makes up the center of the historical heart of the city. In addition to markets, demonstrations, negotiations, and executions took place there in the Middle Ages. The dominant feature of the main square corresponds with the old city hall, which arose in the 15th century by connecting a few houses. There is a city record office inside the city hall. Let's briefly concentrate on other monuments within the area of the city now. Bratislava Castle, which was mentioned several times previously, belongs to the most significant landmarks of Bratislava. After a vast reconstruction between 1953 and 1968, the royal residence was adapted to the needs of the state representatives, and historical displays of the National Slovak Museum were located here too. The ruins of the old Devin Castle tower over the confluence of the Moravia and the Danube rivers. For a long time it stood as a significant fortress until it was destroyed by Napoleon's troops in 1809. Akademia Istropolitana, the traditional Slovak educational system stemming from the Middle Ages, is represented by a well-preserved building from the university dating to that period. Nowadays there is the Academy of Musical Art within the building. The only well-preserved gate of a city in the Middle Ages is the Michalska Gate and Tower. It was built in the second half of the 13th century. With its cultural historical heritage, Bratislava ranks among the European cities most often visited. The local color of the city is complemented by many hotels and guest houses of various architectural styles, offering quality accommodations and restaurant services. A wide range of hotels of various categories is able to satisfy even the most demanding visitors. Shops and supermarkets have experienced the most dynamic growth. In modern hypermarkets, it is possible to connect shopping with dining and entertainment.